Do product reviews matter? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Anne Cronrod, associate professor of marketing at the University of Massachusetts Lowell, reads up to find out.
For the past 20 years, the reviews platform Yelp has been providing consumers with an indispensable opportunity to share their experiences at restaurants, medical facilities, and so on. Learning from hundreds of consumers improves our judgment about products and services, but with the recent proliferation of AI-generated reviews, fake reviews are becoming an epidemic. Sadly, we humans are awful at telling truth from a lie. We are correct about 51 to 54% of the time, which is basically the rate of flipping a coin. I've been investigating language and marketing for the past 20 years, and together with my colleagues, I developed an algorithm that detects fake reviews by the language they use. We found that if a consumer tried a product, their vocabulary comes from episodic memory of their experience and will contain more concrete and unique words and sentences that relate to the what, where, and when of the experience. By contrast, if you are just making up a review, you simply won't have those words in your vocabulary. Instead, you will be using words from your semantic memory, memory of general facts faintly related to the experience. So your language will be more abstract and general, and it will be unrelated to time and place. We ended up with an algorithm that detects fake reviews by their language and can be used on any set of reviews. This way, our research helps platforms like Yelp overcome these negative developments, threatening consumer firm trust and consumer experience.
That was Anne Cronrod of the University of Massachusetts Lowell. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.